God. Memorial Day weekend is upon us, and we have just the event for you. This Memorial Day weekend, Sunday, May 27th, we have the Delight Vegan Brunch brought to you by Vegetarian Delight. Ladies, if you RSVP, this event is free. If not, $10 is your admission price. Fellas, if you RSVP, $5 gets you in. Otherwise, you'll be paying $20. This event will be hosted by the NWO Podcast, Super Chiny, and Steph is Dope. Music will be by Agony Music and Friends. Food will be sold separately from the price of admission. There will be unlimited mimosas, bottomless rum punch, which will be courtesy of Urban Cocktail Club. From 12 to 4, we will be enjoying brunch. And from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's a bring-your-own-bottle party. Let all your friends know about the Delight Vegan Brunch this Sunday, May 27th, for Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a movie. Memorial Day weekend, and we have just the sale for you. Take advantage of our amazing bundle deals with Heaven Sent Hair. We provide 100% virgin hair that can last over your year with proper care. Grade A, 8 hair. We not only sell it, we wear it. Shop local. Call 1-833-5-HEAVEN. Follow our YouTube channel, Heaven Sent Hair. You can also shop online at www.heavensenthair.com. Not only that, Heaven Sent Hair also has an accessory line called Heaven Pieces. Come dripping Heaven Pieces. We have bracelets for $15, small pendants for $25, and large pendants for $45. You spend $50, you get $5. Go online and check out our bling pieces, fur pieces, and frame pieces. We have all the pieces you dream about. Again, www.heavenpieces.com, or you can shop at 1-833-5-HEAVEN. For Heaven Sent Hair, remember, all frontals are $120, all closures are $60. For Memorial Day, there's a sale going on for 20% off all wigs. Let them know that Niggas With Opinions sent you.
You are now listening to the NWO Podcast.
Now you are listening to
NWO Podcast.
NWO Podcast.
All right, let's try it again. You are now listening to the NWO Podcast.
Let's try it again. Trying to be supportive and shit.
Hey. NWO Podcast. Nigga. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, episode nigga, 8.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey, we some niggas with our pants. We some niggas with our pants. We some niggas with our pants. We some niggas with a pin, nigga 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 with a pin, nigga. Get a pin from Plus, bitch, and Nuts. Get a pin from Ben again. Niggas with a pin, bitch, niggas with a pin. It ain't cool, it ain't fair. Get your weed from Heaven Sent Hair.
NWO Podcast, Niggas With Opinions, episode 8.
Ocho on your...
With Plus, Benessy, Ricky the Prince. How y'all fellas doing, man?
What's happening?
What's going on? Everything good?
How you manage to do that just on the fly like that every time?
Plus. This was this Jim Beam today?
Yeah.
No working joke. We're fucking with the Jim Beam. Whatever yeah. liquor costs $20, we're going to buy it.
As long as Chris don't walk his skinny ass
with that devil,
I think we'll be all right tonight.
Talk to me about this weekend, this week. What you guys do, man?
This weekend for me, I was in Orlando with the girls.
That's and Maya. Right.
It was Malia's birthday. She turned 5, so we took her to SeaWorld and Aquatica. And we spent a lot of money.
Let me ask you a question. On a scale of Donald Trump to homeless, how broke are you right now?
Bro, I was late because I was on the side of 95. Pushing my shopping cart.
I know.
Damn, dog. That shit. It, you know what? Like, you have to really love your children to go to Orlando.
Fuck,
to
bro.
Deal with that walking, that heat. Then to foot that bill. Oh, shit, bro.
I hate that place. I hate Orlando. Bro,
like, it's even insane. With the hookup, that shit's expensive.
With the hookup, splitting the shit in half.
Don't make no difference.
It don't matter how you arrange whatever you're arranging. The shit costs money. Like, they designed the shit to where you have to spend money for the child to enjoy the experience.
Because the child looks at you with your face, Dad. All the white kids are enjoying yourselves. Are you poor, father? Are you poor?
It's like we're walking in the theme park and she wants all these toys. I'm like, Malia, you got so much better toys at home. She went, I want this. I want that. I want
sensory
this.
Overload, bro.
I'm like, fuck me. What did I do to myself? And I was like, it's fine, babe. It's okay.
I bet.
It's okay. Just get it.
Cut the check.
It's okay.
Cut the check, nigga. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, you made more than me. You do it.
Cut the check. Oh.
Yeah, that's why I should have been petty.
Nigga, this weekend, my kid's turning 9 this week. So I went to do the lion safari shit and tried to do the rafting shit.
That. I saw that.
So I too am poor.
I saw like you. That. We I mean, we had this conversation last week off air. Fuck. How we were going to be poor this week.
Poor this week. This shit. So I'm like an asshole. I rented out a house. I got like 10 kids of his, you know, his favorite people, friends from school, friends from church, and like a few cousins that sleep over, did all that dumb shit. Fuck, bro. It was a lot. He enjoyed himself. Shit was lit, bro. God damn. I'm poor and frustrated. You know how hard it is to wait for all the children to go to sleep before you can get high? It's really hard. It's really difficult. Ben, what'd you do?
I didn't do shit, though. I've been re-watching episodes of Game of Thrones, and that's what I did this past weekend.
You know, I can't get into that shit.
Bro, you gotta watch this show.
I've tried.
You need to, man. You're a guy who appreciates cinematography.
I got
get past the fact that you think it's for geeks, but it's not.
It's
because I tried 2 episodes, and all I saw was like incest and midgets fucking tall people. It was weird.
I put all these niggas on.
So you were the first one watching Game of Thrones?
Pretty much. They love it. Everyone loves it.
I'm gonna give it another try.
Dog, do it.
Because typically it's not that hard for me to get into shit, bro. But
it's addicting, dog. It's to me, it's the best show on television. It's
how many seasons is it in right now?
I think 7? The 8th one? Come
well, on. I mean, at least I won't get interrupted. Nah. Is it an HBO show?
Yeah, HBO.
It's on HBO.
So I have to watch it illegally. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we all do it. I don't pay for HBO.
Yeah, fuck HBO.
Fuck that.
All right. Let's get into these topics, real niggas. I got to talk to you about some shit. First things first, R. Kelly. Pardon me. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson came out and defended Robert Kelly and XXXXXTentacion. Saying that it's unfair what Spotify is doing because these men haven't even been convicted of any crimes. It's just allegations so far.
Right.
And if you're unaware of what Spotify is doing, they're removing these gentlemen from their official playlists. So Spotify has songs you can search for, but they also have these playlists that you can promote, and they kind of put you in the forefront of the app.
Right.
So they're removing all of these artists with these problematic past and these problematic, I guess, arrests, they're removing from these playlists without any fucking, what's the word? Without any convictions.
So let me ask, when you say removed from Spotify, you can't find their music on Spotify anymore?
You see how much of a nigger you are? I just explained this. So the music is still there.
Because I read something that said R. Kelly's music was removed from a playlist.
Yeah, just a playlist.
Because the issue is, like, Spotify, they create playlists and they promote these playlists and they put them out front and there's different mashups, R&B hits of whatever the fuck. So, like, they do that shit and it helps the artists.
Right.
They're removed. So, like, the only way you're going to find R. Kelly is having to go and manually search for R. Kelly.
Okay, but he's still on Spotify.
He's still on Spotify.
Okay.
So, yeah. You don't give a fuck?
I mean, it's not that I don't give a fuck. I'm just... 50 Cent has to be very careful with that. Because these women, they're out here to get these niggas, dog. I mean,
they mean business.
They're not letting up, dog. They're not letting up. And what's up with XXXTentacion? Like, I know he had got in trouble for beating his girlfriend. Was
apparently,
that true?
And he did some weird shit. Like, told her to insert, I think, cutlery into her nether regions.
Okay, so
that's not illegal.
So why did she do it?
But it just further went to speak on, like, how you see, demented now, this guy seems.
Yeah, he's demented. But if these are things she's willing to do, why is he getting in trouble for? Not saying
but he also
right.
beat her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, that's what I was asking. He beat her.
There are also alleged reports that he beat her.
You can't beat her and stab her pussy, yeah, right? That's too hard.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, fair. Right.
If she wants scissors in her vagina, give then that's her. Okay. That's what she wants. But you can't put your hands on her. No.
Kitchen utensils, like a spatula or something like that. And I forgot what it was.
Shit. You're giving her some cut, literally. Come on. Anyway.
Giving her some cut.
Well done.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, all right, now his lawyer came out on some real petty shit. XXXXXXXX's lawyer has come out and said, "Hey Joe, I don't have a comment, just a question. Will Spotify also remove the artists listed below from playlists? And below is Gene Simmons of Kiss, Sexual Battery, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sexual Assault, David Bowie, Rape Allegations, Real Estate, Sexual Misconduct, Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter, Sexual Assault, Ozzy Osbourne, Domestic Abuse, Ace of Base, Founding Member of Neo-Nazi, that's a group, Seal, Sexual Battery, Jimmy Page, Rape of a Minor, James Brown, Domestic Violence, Michael Jackson, Sexual
Fuck
Abuse
you.
Of a Minor." I'm just reading, buddy.
He was acquitted, bitch.
I'm just reading. It was alleged.
Fuck. Don't mention Michael Jackson.
Miles Davis, Domestic Abuse, 6ix9ine, Sexual Misconduct with a Minor. You see, he's just like Mike. Nelly, Sexual Assault. Miguel, Sexual Misconduct. Trey Songz, Domestic Violence. Fabulous, Domestic Violence. Dr. Dre, Domestic Violence.
He had time.
He had
some time.
And this list isn't even it.
See, this is the thing.
It's
a slippery slope.
That's the precedence you set.
In a couple weeks, no one's going to give a fuck anymore. That's. I mean, I don't see this lasting past the summer. People still talking about this.
That's exactly the same thoughts I have on it. Yeah. Niggas aren't going to care that much. As soon as Chris Brown releases another hot ass song for the summer, niggas are going to forgive him. They're going to forget.
Nigga, Chris Brown
didn't do anything. What did he do?
Right now, there's a damn a petition to get him dropped.
Yeah, I saw that
from RCA Records.
RCA would be stupid to
He's
do
a
that.
Fucking cash cow. Are you
yeah,
crazy?
They're not dropping Chris Brown.
Like, Chris Brown is fucking selling crazy records with minimal promo. No one is helping this nigga, bro.
Do they want him dropped because of what he did to Rihanna?
Yeah.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Not saying it's right, but, like, it's... Come on, man. She's forgiven him. He says he's learned from the situation. Move on, man. Like... I don't understand this shit.
It's
man.
Guaranteed that he can run it. You understand? Let him live his life.
Literally. But I know with Chris Brown, like, he does a lot of dumb shit, but he's also a target. Like,
that he fucking is.
He's a fucking target, man. I'm not the biggest Chris Brown fanatic out there, but I always felt like he's been a target. Like, people are always finding a reason to come for him. And it had a lot to do with him beating the shit out of Rihanna, but...
I know his life is hard because for a split second, he was thrilled to wake up in Little Dicky's body. Like, for a second, he was really happy about that shit. I fucking love that song.
The video is amazing.
Big Chris Brown's
that
body.
Video is amazing. That video was
I didn't even fuck with Dickie like that, but he killed that shit.
I don't know any of his music. I didn't even know who he was.
He's prior funny. To. He's funny.
He doesn't. Is he an artist or is he a comedian?
He's a rapper comedian ish.
A lot of people was giving him flack because there was a video that was released of a busload of white girls that was saying the word nigga during his verse.
He set the white children up. Yeah, it's not their fault. It's his fault.
He did.
He made Chris Brown release those slew of niggas on this song about race relations, and look what the fucking product is.
I want to ask you guys a really quick question off topic. It has nothing to do with anything. Well, it kind of has something to do with what Benicy just said.
With
our show being called Niggas with Opinions, you guys have a problem with white people saying nigga? Because I've been asked that. Because there's people who on Twitter, they retweet the show and they'll DM me saying, you know, I don't know, I want to promote your show or I want to, you know, tweet the episode, but I don't want to type the word nigga or I don't want to offend anybody.
NWO, bitch.
So I say for your own protection. What's wrong with you? Just say
NWO. Or use the fucking stars like iTunes, bitch. Fuck wrong with you? It ain't that complicated. Y'all can figure out every fucking thing else with this. Fucking neuroscience, rocket science. Figure this shit out.
But don't say Negro either. Just
some real niggas entering the building. Personally, I don't want white people saying nigga around me. I'm not the one. I will correct it and nip it in the fucking butt. The Spaniards, sometimes, they get a pass because they're niggers too.
But do they know that they're niggers? That's the thing, because I know black people who have a problem with being called nigga by white people and who have problems being called niggas by Spanish people as well. They feel like Spanish people are not niggas.
Do you think some of them are?
Do you think it's okay only because we literally call ourselves niggas with opinions? Don't you think we're kind of inviting the public to call us that because that's our stage name?
We're not inviting anything.
No, do you think we're inviting it?
No, I don't think we're inviting anything at all.
Okay.
It's a name. However, out of consideration, we've also given you motherfuckers acronyms. Okay? It's niggas with opinions, and for the whites, here you go. NWO. Enjoy yourself. ONW, switch it up, fuck around with it. NWO is what you call us.
Blacks with opinions.
Blacks with opinions.
PWO.
Nice guys with a pain, whatever the fuck.
Colors with opinions.
Quo CWO.
Queens some with opinions.
This has nothing to do with anything, but Fabulous was to court this week, and Emily was there supporting him. So it's week number 4, and Emily is still there. That's all.
He posted pictures of her on Mother's Day after he broke her teeth. He broke her teeth. He bought teeth. And now he has her smiling in front of the fucking camera.
Here's how I know Fab is guilty, bro. He used to be a flick on nigga on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving slick comments. Oh, he's tweeting, enjoying himself. He is nowhere to be
found. He's a fucking fraud.
At this point. At this point, we just need to let Emily live her life, man, because Fabulous acts. Handle smashed her in the face, dog, and broke her teeth, literally. And she's still there.
He makes me hate men. Him. He's a fucking fraud, bro.
He is, bro.
His nigga smiling in the camera with Emily. This nigga never fucking took pictures with Emily. If you watched that reality show that they were in together, he was like, he ain't fuck with her like that.
Just keep giving her kids.
Fraud.
Yeah, that motherfucker, a falcon punch. Removed her grill, dog.
Talking with a list for a week. Okay. Speaking of failing people with kids, Cardi B's been going through a lot of shit as of recent. She got hemmed up in a store because they closed it early to allow her to shop. And then the ghetto goblins were outside trying to get that motherfucker to come out.
That's what I was trying to ask you. What happened with her?
So the store, they shut down to let Cardi shop because that's what you do to rich niggas.
Yeah.
However, to do that, you have to throw some poor niggas out. Mm-hmm. So the poor niggas was outside like, I don't like this shit. What the fuck is up? And then I believe she was trying to get a picture of some shit. She wasn't trying to get the picture because she didn't have on any makeup. They got disrespectful. And it's just a bunch of hubbubaloo. Hubbubaloo. Oh, and then she also has the shit with Azealia Banks.
Yeah.
Ghetto Goblin Queen.
Yes. Queen Doodoo Mama.
And then she was also fucking beefing with some other insignificant female rapper. I forget her name.
This is what happens when you're on the top. They're going to come for you.
The issue is,
what happens, man?
Like, Nicki did a really good job of, like, ignoring petty shit. Like, if the shit wasn't on a queenly level, like, Nicki didn't pay that shit no mind. Like, Cardi responds to everything.
Cardi's from the hood. She's a street girl. That's all she knows. She's not media trained like Nicki was. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't know any other way. All she knows is how to handle business. Like, nigga, you say something about me, I'm going to say something back to you.
Nigga, she be in the shade room comments fighting regular people.
Nigga, like, her own comments and Offset's comments, like...
Her sister's comments.
Yeah.
Fucking Twitter, like, that's...
Fucking Beckalis.
Worrying about what motherfuckers say about you is a full-time job, bro.
Man, Cardi album was hard, bro.
No, it was a decent project. That's what happens when you're on the top, just like you said.
Yeah, she's definitely on the top right now.
But... she should know better. I'm just going to offer her a piece of advice. Do not come for the Nubian queens, because they will come for you in hordes and droves.
The issue is, motherfuckers, Nubian queens, Azalea always makes some sense.
Nubian queens aren't coming for us, the ghetto goblins. But Azalea Banks, is she a hater? Can we call her a hater? Because she seems to always be in some bullshit.
Her bullshit always seems kind of justifiable. Like, I don't know any music from her. I don't think I'm very fond of her. But, like, she's always really good at, like, articulating her point. So, it was like, here she was just saying how Cardi B just appears to be a nigga when it's convenient. And she was saying, after all these, is the past 2 years, black women have been making strides in the media. So, for you to come out here and be a caricature of what a black woman is, like, just a character, it's disrespectful. Cardi's thing is, I'm just being myself.
I remember when Azalea Banks got thrown out of a party by Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Like, she's always in some shit, it seems like. And
that wasn't even her fault.
Oh, it did? But still, she's always in something.
Yeah, she's always in the middle of some shit.
Common denominator, right?
She was hating on Teyana Taylor this week. And to me, it seems like... it sounds like jealousy to me.
But she was hating on Teyana?
Well, yeah. Because Teyana... What about... Because of the choreography she used for the Fade video. She created it.
She says Teyana Taylor stole it from somebody.
Kinda. She didn't give the nigga credit.
Yeah, or some bullshit like that.
And then, like, it was proven that she didn't give the nigga credit until he got lawyers involved. So, I mean, that's not hating. She was right.
But who, like, it's not, like, why are you worried about it?
Yeah, why is she, like, taking on the responsibility of putting all this shit out?
No. People call out bullshit, you should just ask, why are you calling out the bullshit?
I'm just asking.
You should ask, why is the bullshit going on?
No, we're... Yeah. So
niggas borrow from niggas all the goddamn time in this shit.
My trusted source, Jeffrey here, just told me that they did the choreography together.
Together. Right. And the thing is, when she initially did it, because she didn't get paid, and she didn't give him any credit. Once he got the attorneys involved, he was then credited for his work.
But why are you have nothing to do with it. Like, I think the problem that I have is that she's always in something. Like, we don't know, what music does she put out that anybody cares about?
She has this new Anne Couture shit, but I've not heard it.
No one cares about it. I know her, of bro. It. Get the fuck out of here. You're hating on fucking Cardi. Cardi's doing
it's
her
not
thing,
hating
bro.
If it's true. Cardi is kind of illiterate. Does she strike you as a very intelligent woman?
No,
she doesn't. Think Cardi's a genius?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you think Cardi's kind of intelligent? That she's kind of illiterate? Do you think Cardi can rap?
No.
Then you agree with Azalea Banks, my friend.
But Cardi is successful doing whatever it is she's doing. You know what I'm
saying?
That
has nothing to do with your ability to rap. They don't live in the same neighborhood.
Okay, so what does Azalea Banks do that's so great?
Oh, she can rap. And sing a little.
Fuck out of here.
I don't know if her music's good. So, I know her ability to do it is good.
You're calling out Cardi B because you are a rapper. And to you, Cardi B cannot rap, but she's successful. So that's hating.
Okay, so then on what circumstance can I call out somebody who's trash and not be a hater? When is that allowed? Because if just saying that somebody who is trash makes me a hater, then how can I do this without being a hater?
But it doesn't sound like jealousy there. It doesn't sound like a little bit of jealousy.
If it's true, how can I say that?
But like,
who's to say it's true?
Who's to say it's true? Okay. Music is subjective. Like,
suck my dick. Cardi can't rap. Like, if somebody were to tell me Nicki Minaj cannot rap, I know you're hating.
Nigga, if I know like, you're hating. If I Like by Cardi comes on right now, you're rapping bar for bar with Cardi.
The ability to make a good song and the ability to rap don't always live in the same neighborhood.
And that's where music is today. You should know that because you love shit music.
So then when she says she's a shit rapper, she's allowed to say that. Doesn't mean you can't make a good song. Clearly, Bodak Yellow is a fucking hit, but you're terrible. Waka Flocka's entire album catalog is terrible, but Grove Street is fucking jamming. It's jamming. It's just, you can be a bad rapper making good song.
All I'm saying is it comes off as hating. You're a rapper, you suck. You know what I'm saying? You're not successful, so you're attacking someone who is successful.
So can we all agree that the label of her being a hater is only because she's always in the middle of some shit? Always?
The thing is, she's consistently on the right side of the bullshit. That makes her a civil rights leader. Because if you're always in some shit but on the right side of it, then who else is gonna call out the bullshit? No one else is doing it.
Our ancestors are rolling over in their graves right now. Yeah, to listen to you.
Who will call
fucking
out the bullshit?
Blasphemy.
She is fucking Azalea Luther King. Who's gonna call out the bullshit?
Fuck out of here, bro.
Fucking
leave Cardi alone, dog.
Cardi needs.
I think it's Cardi's fault.
I like it.
If you want to go back to as far as her dealing with shit that she shouldn't be dealing with, like as far as fans go, her team, it's their fault. She should have a team in place where they're like, yo, PR, you don't need to be replying everybody.
Come on.
You don't need to be like going into these stores where these ghetto goblins are at.
But that's what she gave to us. That's why we fell in love
that
with
real
her.
Real shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we fell in love with her.
She was accessible.
Yeah.
The issue is, you're dating a fucking Migo. The Migos don't say shit about anything. They don't do interviews. They barely tweet.
Does it look like I got love with bottom booty?
Like, why don't you follow their example?
I personally like it, though. I want to see what the bitch does when she's under pressure. When they actually coming for her. I like to see it. I want to see it.
She is pregnant. She can't do all this shit.
No, she's pregnant right now. She can't do
that. No. I mean, like, in general.
No,
like,
Cardi's about that life.
I want to see like how she handles herself, because all we know now is the jokey. She's retarded and she seems down to earth.
Nigga, you just got out of therapy. We're not allowed to use that word.
She's okay, retarded in the sense that she's silly. I'll use that word. She's silly.
She says she gonna do wild that hoe.
Man, I don't know.
I want to see real life situations happen to her.
I just want Cardi to be protected, man. I don't want to see anything happen to Cardi.
No, fuck that shit. That's not how this works.
I want to see Nicki Minaj get her ass whooped.
When you become number one.
Fuck about Nicki.
Nicki's not going anywhere. That's the thing.
Cardi's going to get her out of here. Nicki's done, bro. Nicki's done. We're not going to ever get another moment for life. She's done. She can just go hang out with Wayne. He's done, too.
I don't know, bro.
Back it up.
I feel like she has one in the clip somewhere.
Drake don't fuck with those losers.
Saving.
One in the clip in terms of her showing off her rapping ability or an actually good song?
A good song. Just that she's saving for that last.
Because we know she can rap. We know that.
She's done.
We don't want to see your talent. We want a good song. That's what we want.
People still running the streets claiming Barbie, that they're Barbies. People still doing that?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, that shit's
wait, so Jeff, you said you a Barb? No?
OVO Jeff is not a Barb. Nigga swear he Drake.
Fucking the Rolling Loud Festival just came through. Yeah. Shouts out to North Miami's very own Press P.
Press.
Shouts out to NMB's Kid Omar. Shouts out to goddamn Sam North Sneak. Miami Sam Sneak.
Yeah.
Real niggas hit the stage and it's dope as fuck that like Press like brought niggas on the stage.
Man, Press is dope, bro.
That's new Dade County shit. Being able to like share the spotlight is very, very
New Miami.
Admirable shit. New Miami shit.
Man, Prez is the one that got me and Ben pretty much. He gave us our first shot. Prez in the camp, and shout out to Gary B and Showtime and them boys. They was the ones who gave us our first shot as far as when we first started producing. And he still to this day, man, he rocks with us, and we have a lot of work together. But yeah, I was very happy to see him on stage doing his thing.
That's a big ass
platform.
That shit
was huge, bro.
Yeah. Was Zoe too. Shout out Zoe Dawes.
Oh, Zoe Dawes.
You know, I was missing somebody.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Zoe.
So yeah, big ups to them. And shit sucked though, cause I was in Orlando this weekend when Rolling Loud was going on, and so I'm like looking at Instagram, I'm looking at things, and I'm like, yo, it's rained all weekend, and niggas paid like $400 or $500 for tickets.
Yeah, boy,
it rained all weekend.
But like a concert isn't bad in the rain if it's not lit. Like Compa Fest this weekend is definitely gonna rain. I'm definitely gonna go fucking insane still.
Yep,
you got still.
You have to
catch pneumonia, that bitch. I don't give a fuck.
You have to. You're not gonna catch pneumonia. All you gotta do is drink some Red Muscatine.
You're straight. You want to send a real nigga shout out to Joe Budden for inking a contract as a podcast with motherfucking Revolt TV. That's uncharted territory.
Yeah, he has a new show coming out with Revolt TV.
A new show? I thought it was a podcast.
I thought it was gonna be with the podcast, but when I read it, it said it was gonna be a.
You know we be up in the club. No, Joe did his thing on this song, bro.
Yeah, he slid on this song.
Listen to the Robert Kelly. You hear the Robert Kelly influence?
Yeah, he wrote this show. I'm
dancing with a nice shawty. One on the back and one on the front. Shaking it up, shaking it up. Mommy, don't break it. Here you go. Pick Mark Kelly. The best of me. Come on, up in the feet. Alright, tell me about the show.
So yeah, it's called State of the Culture, cause you know he created
Everyday Struggle.
And when they took away, pretty much they tried to take away the creative control, and they didn't want to pay him, he's like, fuck y'all niggas. So yeah, he has a new show coming out with State of the Culture. He's actually been working with Diddy for a minute on it. Like they were he went to Diddy's party in
New Year's. I remember that shit. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So I guess they got the price right that he wanted. He gets creative freedom, has to do what he wants. And what was the thing called Ben? He did
Pull Up.
You saw the Pull Up that he did with Charlamagne and all them boys?
No.
You gotta watch it. It's dope, man. It's like Joe gets this, bro. Like he gets this. How did all of this works, man?
It's basically him having brunch over at his house, and he invites people, and they just basically chop it up.
That's some Joe Budden ass shit to
do. Joe.
Brunch. Brunch with real niggas, yeah?
Yeah, Joe Budden, man. Shout out to him, man. I love his podcast, by the way. I think he has the best podcast out. Like, it's not close. But yeah, I shout out to him.
He does really, really good work on that shit.
Yeah, he does. He does. He definitely does.
Okay. The last story I want to bring to you guys is probably my favorite fucking story of the week. Okay, so Flo Rida has a baby with special needs. He refers to this baby as an evil fucking child. Those are his words. Now
wait, he says his baby is an evil child?
Evil fucking child is what he refers to the baby as. Wow. Now, the mother's upset because Flo Rida has not seen this baby since the baby's been born. He was in the same room with the baby
Typical
once.
Typical Miami nigga.
Never looked at the fucking baby. Now, Flo Rida pays all of his child support. He pays all the medical bills, but says that he refuses to deal with the jit, especially because I told your ass to get a fucking abortion in the first place.
Wow.
So now...
It's not some shit you say, you idiot.
Because child support comes. That's why. So I guess my question is Flo Rida a monster?
Yeah, he's a fucking monster.
Why is he a monster? Why is he a monster? Because he warned her. He said, hey... You are going to be a single fucking mother if you have this baby.
Yeah, that's what makes him a monster.
Really?
Yes.
So saying that you don't want a baby makes you a monster?
No, actually not being a father makes you a monster.
Why does it make you a monster? Because he's financially a father.
That don't mean shit.
It means a lot.
No, I don't mean fucking shit.
So it doesn't mean dick.
I'm poor, and I'm there for my child. That means more than me not being there and providing and just sending money. Like today, I went to Malia's little ballet recital. That meant the world to her. Now, had I not been there, she would have been crushed. This child has special needs. That sucks already. Now this child is going to grow up without a father.
It's an evil fucking child, Ricky. I don't know what you...
How does he even know that? He's not there. All he does is pay bills. He doesn't know that. A man who's not there taking care of his kid has the nerve to call the child evil. How the fuck would you know?
The report is saying that the boy just had brain surgery and Flo Rida hasn't even fucking called.
A fucking monster. Well, you're just asking me these questions. You weren't defending him, right?
No, no, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Oh, devil's advocate. Okay, because I was going to say, they're going to rip you to shreds.
I don't think he's a monster. Ben, how do you feel about, do you think Flo Rida's a monster?
Okay.
That's a yes or no question.
I know, but
don't,
I can't
answer
just...
wisely. Answer honestly.
Okay, so if I just say no, I can just stop?
Do you think he's a monster? No. No, no, I want your reasoning.
No. I say yes, he's a monster.
He's a monster. Why is he a monster?
That's what I was actually trying to get into before you stopped me.
The thing is, you don't fuck with the order of this shit. Say yes, and then let me ask you why, bitch.
But that's how I speak, plus.
I hate this guy.
That's how I speak.
Answer the question. Go ahead.
I just did. Let me speak.
Fucking this fuck.
So, I say yes, he's a monster, only because just as Ricky said, I mean, not fathering your child or not being a father to the child, that's actually the monstrous act. Because the one thing that I'm completely against is a child growing up in a broken home. Now, I mean, at what point do we like place some type of equality in the decision making of actually having a child?
There is none.
I know.
Once that sperm leaves your body, your options are no more. All you can do is lobby for an abortion.
Once you catch that beautiful nut, that's it.
It's the end of your life.
That's it for you.
You know, she has all the cards.
Yeah, that's it for you, brother.
Yeah, that's...
You sons of bitches. You sons of bitches. What the fuck? Okay, first of all, we have to post that video on the page. People need to see why we're laughing.
Yeah, we have to post this video.
So, this shit, I was literally on the way to the airport. I remember this. I was on the way to the airport. And then, like, as I'm leaving, she's at the bar waving her butt. I jump behind. I am drunk as shit.
We're watching a video right now that we just caught wind of. Right? Of Plus in Haiti dancing with this... Is that a BBW?
Fucking goddess is what she was. That woman's a goddess.
Fucking waterbed.
Okay, so then let me ask you this question. Like, how'd you get this fucking footage?
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Is that your boy Plus?
What are we saying?
So then, like, so then you don't have an issue with the father not having any options once that nut is busted. So then, because I guess my thing is at this point, once you bust a nut and have no other options, is that just the end of the road? There's no other steps you can take to not be a monster? Because he's just doing exactly what the fuck he said he was going to do.
But that doesn't make it right.
And, like, the law can make me pay you. They cannot make me fucking love your kid.
That's the right thing you should do. You shouldn't have fucked. Every time you go on Pussy Raw, bro, you know in the back of your mind there is a good possibility. Every man knows
not
that.
A good possibility.
There's a great possibility. If you go on the Pussy Raw without thinking that, you are an idiot. You have no business going to Pussy Raw if you're not thinking that. You shouldn't be going to Pussy Raw with just a random woman to begin with, but if you go on, you're having unprotected sex, and the thought doesn't cross your mind that you could potentially get this woman pregnant, you're an idiot. So with that being said, when you have sex raw, you need to understand that there's a possibility this woman getting pregnant and that you may become a father. And if you do become a father, take care of the kid.
Or send a check like Flo Rida.
That sucks, bro. Fuck the check.
I'm trying to think. There's
too many damaged kids out here.
During my childhood, would I have preferred my father or a check? I would have loved the check.
Too many damaged kids, bro. Too many. Like you're one of the,
kids.
Okay, I'm gonna be one of the therapists tonight. I sense a lot of hurt and anguish right now from you, Plustifer.
Anguish on my dick.
Is there anything you'd like to discuss, or you know, just talk to us this evening? We're here for you.
What I want to say is that Flo Rida, or Florida, as he's affectionately called. He's out of options, you know? And,
I think he's a piece of shit for doing that.
I think he's alright.
No. You don't think that? Because if you thought that, you'd be doing that right now, and you're not doing that.
No, I like my kid. I have no problem raising him. But if I hated his mother and hated the kid and can send the check, I probably would.
Or you hate the kid for why, though? The kid has done nothing.
Florida says he's evil. We don't know why he thinks he's evil.
He thinks the kid's... How's a kid evil that maybe, has special
maybe he had
needs?
A dream. Maybe he had a dream.
Maybe he had a dream.
Maybe he had a dream.
Oh, if a Haitian dad had a dream that his child was evil, he would not be in that child's life. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that.
That's crazy. That is okay. Crazy. Flo Rida, you are the piece of shit of the week.
And don't come for me on the internet. I raised my fucking children.
Music for this piece of shit. Huh? What did you say, Pillows?
Don't come for me. I raised my children.
We're all good fathers.
My kid
show.
Is raised. He's being raised.
That is insane, bro. Like, you can't... There's no argument for that. He's a fucking monster, bro. He's a fucking monster. I don't respect men that don't take care of their children.
I think 50 Cent is a monster of a father. The way he treats fucking Marquise is some monstrous shit.
50 Cent's a monster in general. There's two pieces of shit to me in the world. A man that don't take care of his children and a man that puts his hands on a woman. You get absolutely no respect from me for that bullshit. None. Zero.
You know, I once asked.
That's
on
why
the
there's
show,
so many bitch ass niggas out here right now. That's why there's so many LeBron James right now. Because
watch your mouth.
Niggas like his dad didn't take care of his pussy ass. So now he got to run to a real nigga like Dwayne Wade to win him championships.
Delonte did what he could, bro.
Delonte West is his dad. Delonte West is the real nigga. Delonte West is the real nigga of the week.
Again, he was the real nigga last
week. Again.
It was grandma last week.
Again. Yeah. He could win it every week. You fuck that. You fuck LeBron James, mom. Damn, that's amazing.
Here's that shit music you want to.
Yeah. This is for you, Flo Rida. You the fucking shit nigga of the week. Fucking monster. And your music sucks.
Your fucking music is lit. Hey. Go, Flo.
I'm glad they cut off his hair.
The headline was fading.
That headline was
ridiculous. It was all the way back.
Yeah.
It was right around when you go down. When you go down.
Remember, I don't want no cake on my birthday.
That was when he was a rapper.
That's when he was a rapper. That's when he was
once,
in Miami. Nigga.
Once he dropped low,
yeah,
he gave niggas the deuces. I'm not fucking with you niggas.
This money's
anymore.
Too good. I'm gone.
Shit. Okay. I saw a question. Actually, this was you asked this question. It fucking made me really, really curious. I want to ask Ben first. Could you date a famous woman?
Yes. For the check.
Only for the check?
Yes.
So you would never love her then?
You know, I didn't even say she was rich. I said she was famous.
I mean,
so like
today in 2018, doesn't fame come with riches?
Have you been on Instagram and seen these broke ass? Are you
no, I'm thinking
crazy?
I'm thinking of Bad Bobby and shit like that. She's famous. She's rich now.
Nigga, I'm famous. I ain't got no money.
You ain't famous, nigga. Fuck you.
At this point, that's an aggressive fuck you, right? You see how hard this shit was?
Oh, shit.
Because, so, right now, we can call 500,000 followers famous. Any woman with an ass surgery can get 500,000 followers.
Oh, shit. It hates me.
If there's no check, could you date a famous woman?
Yeah, I could. I could because, I mean, at the end of the day, as long as she's loyal, I mean, she going to be loyal because I'm going to make sure she's loyal.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Domestic abuse ass nigga.
I ain't fabbing bitches.
Sometimes you have
bro.
To beat your woman. I understand, bro. I understand.
No, don't put that on me.
How was you keep him in line? You know I know. Benson, hey, do what you got to do. Discipline your woman. Nobody else will. You know? Could you date a woman in the entertainment industry?
What type of entertainment?
Let's go rapper.
Rapper? Yeah.
Singer?
No.
What the fuck is the difference?
Because a singer, I feel like they gotta appeal to... No, actually, let me reverse that. Because the rapper is gonna appeal to men a little bit more. And a lot more disrespect could come her way from that. I feel like I might have an easier time dating a singer.
Yeah, instead of being Safari, right?
Right. I don't want to be Safari.
Right. Richard.
Yeah, that question actually, it came from Maya because I asked her one day, I was like, if I was famous, prior to you knowing me, would you ever consider dating me? And she said no. And so I thought to myself, could I ever date a famous woman? I don't think I could.
Why not?
I don't want a woman that's accessible to everyone. Like, let's say, like, I was dating someone like Cardi B. Like, the pictures they have to take, the time you spend away from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it'd ever be, like, a real relationship.
That's weird.
Because you got to share her too much.
You got to share her too much. I have to share you with everyone. Nigga, if I go on Google right now and type in Cardi B, I know exactly what she looks like naked.
She was letting niggas eat her ass at her shows.
If I go to Beyonce, y'all saw that video. If I
go to see it?
You didn't see she was on stage, she turned around and niggas start eating her ass.
Yeah. She was lit.
You're the only one in the room that hasn't seen it.
Wow. No, man, she was a stripper. I guess.
Yeah, Cardi's about that life, B.
The caption on the video was, damn, this bitch went Hollywood. Niggas could eat her ass for free. Complimentary with the purchase of the show, the ticket price.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if I... Beyonce, you know, some of the shit she wear, like, damn, I know exactly what she looks like naked. Like, I just think, and then, like, you know, you share, like he said, you share them too much. Like, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it, bro. I'm too crazy for that. I'm fighting every nigga.
Crazy how?
So then I can't even ask you whether or not you would date somebody that's in the entertainment industry.
Nah, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even bother.
It doesn't even matter what type of entertainment.
Nah.
Rapper, singer,
comedian,
poet,
model, poet. Unless, yeah,
because poets are filthy rich.
Nah,
the spoken word, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So then, no one here has dated a stripper before.
Nah.
Okay. Cool. I also want to talk about closure. Do you niggas think that closure is a real thing when it comes to like relationships?
Like getting closure?
Yeah, like, do you think it's one of those things that are, like, necessary?
I don't think so. I don't even know what that is, really, to be honest with you.
That is a white Caucasian concept.
That is... Women want closure, bro. They are about that shit. That final conversation, tying up the loose ends, that having sex one more time, that getting the answer to the question that you've never answered before. Like, it's like that opportunity to kind of...
Complain?
Put a bow on the end of your relationship.
I just think that would complicate things even more. If the relationship isn't working and you two are unhappy, just end it.
So then there's never been an ex that you've wanted to have one more, I guess, conversation with. So closure isn't a thing for you. You don't need closure.
Nah. Me, if it was an ex, like, we were still cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, the relationship didn't work out. I don't need no closure. Like, yo, I wonder why we didn't work out. Or maybe we should re-explore this. You know, nah, nigga, it's over with. Like, it is what it is. I'm on to new things.
I need nothing from you once we're done. I don't need a hello. I don't need goodbyes. I don't need nothing. Double negative. I don't need anything.
Thank you.
I never understood it. Like, when someone said to me, oh, yeah, I just needed closure from her. Like, what does that mean? Like, you want to fuck one last time? You want to, so the 300 times you smashed, like I don't understand. Like,
so then none of you have ever had a request or had a woman reach out asking for closure, asking to wrap up things, asking for a final conversation and some shit?
Nah.
I had it one time, and you were around for this, Ricky. This was in college. This was back in college, and it was the weirdest situation ever. It was the weirdest, and from that day on, like, I decided that closure conversations only make things weird.
What happened exactly? Why was it weird?
Because I was completely done, and so was she, but for whatever reason, she wanted to have one last talk after what was the event? It was 1906 in Park.
Okay.
I want to say it was 1906 in Park, and she literally, like, called me over and wanted to have a conversation on the bench, and the conversation was just very awkward. It was just her speaking and me just kind of just looking at her with a stoic look, blank face, because I was sitting there wondering the entire time, why am I here in this spot right now? Like, we have nothing to talk about.
Right.
So I don't see the point behind it. I just don't.
Once you, like, I guess once you're over it, you're just over it. Like, whatever. Like, it's never gonna be. Like, what are we closing, like, closure for? This shit's already closed.
It's closed.
It's closed, really. Like,
you know? Why did I close that door?
Yeah. It's over.
The door's closed. That's all
that
matters.
Do you look for closure?
The fuck
out. Oh, never mind. You don't ever have a girlfriend.
Get the fuck out of here. Why would I need any of that?
Plus, doesn't believe in love, so.
I believe in love.
He doesn't want it.
I don't want it. Keep it. I don't need your love.
So you come here fresh out of pussy. So when
that's gotten me into real life trouble.
I saw it and I love it. Okay. I love it. I love it.
I am not in anyone's pussy.
I love it. Like,
nor am I fresh out of it.
You get me in enough trouble, so I figure it's
fair.
I think pussy connoisseur title needs to be shifted over to plus.
Wait, don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking dare. I don't need it. I'm not a connoisseur. I only know the fat kind.
I don't know any other pussies.
I don't know how the other pussies work.
Is it a coincidence that he's not here tonight, the pussy connoisseur?
Because the motherfuckers chased that nigga out of the city. That's why.
The fuck is PC?
Talk about something. I don't know who that guy is. My name is Amos.
You know who the fuck you are.
Fuck you, nigga.
Fucking, oh, shit. Let's talk about this. Completely unrelated, but great conversation. Best Florida rapper of all time. Right? Now, before niggas get into some bullshit, you know I have...
It's not Flo-Rida.
I actually could be. Let's talk... Okay.
The best pop star in Florida?
Let me finish the parameters, nigger. Okay. Right. Now, I'm talking record sales, I'm talking hits, I'm talking impact and ability.
Okay.
So now, first motherfuckers that come to mind... That could be in the race for this. We have Trick.
Of course.
We have Ross.
Of course.
We have to put Armando there because he is Pitbull. We have to put Pitbull there. He's going to be fucking.
Trina has to go there.
Trina has to go there.
JT Money?
I mean, he's talented, but I know he ain't got the record sales for this shit.
Teddy Pendergrass?
I don't want to put him as a rapper.
What is he?
He's a singer.
He's a singer?
He's definitely a fucking singer.
Okay.
So he's like a rapper turned single.
We have to put Plies on that list.
Okay.
Because, tell you something. Plies got hits for your ass now. Plies has hits for your ass.
That first album was cool, but...
Fuck you, nigga. Bust a Baby was a hit. Bust it, baby.
I know you're not my gangsta, my man, I'm a
come on now. Shawty. Ben, who you got? Best Florida rapper of all time.
Best Florida rapper.
It's Lil Kodak, and you know that.
hell no.
Can't be.
I'm gonna go with Ross, only because longevity, hits, his impact on the rap game in general has it's present. He started his own label, which is actually successful to a certain degree. Oh. It gotta be Ross for me. It's Ross.
Ricky.
It's Ross and it's not close.
Why is it Ross?
Because Ross has sold more records than all of them. Ross has bars. Ross is a boss. Ross bought Holyfield's mansion.
I don't know if Ross outsells Pitbull or Flo-Rida.
Pitbull and Flo-Rida sell more singles than Ross. I don't think they're outselling Ross when it comes to album sales.
White People by Armando's. It doesn't really matter. Like, I think he had... You know what? Let's do some Googling.
Let's do some research.
Let's do some Googling because I want to say...
And even...
Do your Googles, nigga.
And even if they do outsell Rick Ross, he beats them in all the other categories.
I think Pitbull can probably out-rap Ross.
Huh?
No. Okay, you guys only have new Pitbull in mind. Does anybody remember old man. Power 96 freestyling ass Pitbull?
Yeah, nigga.
Does everybody remember the write out that he did on Lil Jon's shit?
Nigga, remember all that shit. Okay, like I said, Ross outsold this motherfucker. Get out of here. His most famous album was Miami, which was released in 2004. That album sold 644,000 copies. Port of Miami alone outsold that. This is Pitbull we're talking. So like I said, his singles, they do numbers.
Eating his boy alive, yeah.
But let's see, what's his face?
Yeah, because he has one gold album, Gold.
Yeah.
Gold. Yeah, all Zion's gold.
Let's see. I think where people think that he does so much is because his singles are like crazy.
They fucking take off like crazy. And then they're international singles.
And they're international. So, yeah.
I don't think there's any fucking debate that he's worth more. No?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know, man. Ross owns a lot of wing stuff.
Oh, dude. Sure. Typical nigga.
And he has a steak and rosé.
It just says Flo Rida has sold over 80 million records worldwide. So let's see.
Pitbull has a net worth of 65 million.
65 mil?
Right, that's what it says here.
Okay, you look at Ross. I'm looking at Flo Rida.
Ross is 35 mil.
Okay, so he's worth more than that.
Fuck, why you look so surprised for? How much wings you think he sold?
Wait, Ross's net worth is 35 mil?
35, which is nothing to fucking sniff at.
No, I know.
But yeah, it's 35.
I was expecting it to be a little more than that.
Wow. Yeah, me too.
I don't know. All it's those just, legal fees. Well, he seems like he works a lot.
Yeah.
He seems like he does a lot of work.
To make $35 million.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah.
Florida net worth.
But Pitbull is global. Like, legit global.
Yeah, Pitbull is like, he's a household name.
He's hosting NYE specials.
He is.
Flo Rida's first album sold 390,000 copies. That was called Mail on Sunday.
I remember that trash.
Yeah, that shit was trash. Let's see.
Let me see what you got.
His second album sold 300,000. So yeah, he's not outselling Rick Ross.
No, he ain't doing shit.
So I would say Rick Ross for sure. Now Trina, as far as I would say impact, Trina impacted the city. Trina's girls, a lot of people.
On just
most of these strippers that are rappers. You could even say Cardi B.
No, like most women rappers, like Trina's direct influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. She definitely put out a model that everyone follows.
Even Nicki Minaj paid homage to Trina.
You got to be.
You know what I'm saying? So
she's been in this game for a minute, man.
Impact wise, I would say Trina has more impact than Rick Ross or any of these other niggas.
Not on the game or on the culture.
As far as influence, like she influenced a lot of women to want to rap. I don't think niggas wanted to rap because of Rick Ross.
I want you to understand that 35% of the male population in Miami-Dade County has beards and bald heads.
Yeah, because of Ross. Oh.
That shit, that's no easy feat to do.
No, it's not. He made a lot of fat niggas feel comfortable.
Oh, my God. He brought upon him like a fat nigga renaissance, if
Rick,
you will.
You owe your career to Rick Ross.
I do owe my career to Rick Ross. Like, I would have never done anything comedic had I not been for fucking with that fat nigga first.
When I saw that video, this is before I met you, I was like, yo, that shit is crazy. Shit went viral, nigga. Shit was on World Star.
I remember.
Shit was on World Star.
Literally came from weed.
Have you ever met Ross?
I've never met Ross.
I know he saw the video.
So let me tell you, right? There was a fucking they used to have this shit called the Best in Date Awards, right? Mm-hmm. So they have the fucking award ceremony. Young Breed and Gunplay are up for an award. I'm presenting an award. So I literally go me and a bitch, like just dolo as shit. So I get there, we're in the same VIP section. And it's like Gunplay is Young Breed, maybe like 12 MMG niggas, right? So I'm in the dark. I'm sitting in the darkness in the corner of VIP staring at them, right? So I notice another day go to Gunplay, like, hey, they go that nigga right over there. Right? And they're pointing at me. It's like, that nigga right over there. So then this massive nigga with doodoo dress literally like comes to my section and just parks there, right? And then some fucking JT Money comes on. He looks like, so now he's grilling me. He's looking. He is dancing. I think I'm about to die. Somebody else on the other side of the fucking club has a bottle to the head. The police clear the club out because the Lord, you understand? Sometimes God doesn't always come when you want him to, but he's always on time.
On time, bro.
Okay.
So you think they were gonna fuck you up?
He could have. What the fuck was I gonna do? Call the police? That's against the rules.
Me personally, I think Ross thought this shit was funny.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, that's not what you heard.
Not what I heard at all. I don't think he was pleased. Because Because the shit's a joke now, but during the time, shit was real.
Yeah. That was when it was.
It was real.
That's when he was,
You understand? Like the fucking records were flopping, 50 Cent was having a field day.
Yeah.
Being that nigga popping bottles and live. It was a very comfortable time. But bro, when I tell you I got all of his residual vagina, like every woman that wanted to fuck Rick Ross but couldn't, they settled. They fucking settled. I was like 21, 22. It was a good fucking time.
You're just cashing out.
Oh, cashing out. You want me to do the voice? I'll do the voice. I'll do the voice, bitch. It's the biggest best. Ricky Ross, now give me pussy. Stop.
But yeah, I think Trina has a huge impact. So yeah, for sure. You go ahead.
I
don't know, man. But Rick Ross, I think he has to win that award as far as
best of all time here.
Yeah.
So can we agree that we can put Ross at one and Trina at two, maybe? In terms
now,
of
two, I think putting two is harder than finding one. I think the two
before
spot,
we get disrespectful,
because we have Pitbull.
We haven't even looked at Trick Daddy's record sale.
Trick Daddy would have to be two.
How could we forget T-Double?
No, because he's old, but we have to look at the record sale.
Trick is number two. Captain coming. Captain. He slid on that shit.
He did.
T-Double D slid.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, T-Double D.
All those songs.
Trick might be number one, dog.
I'm trying to tell you.
Trick might be number... Like, people only know him right now for all the fuckery he's doing and how ugly he looks.
But I believe he has to have at least one or two... He has a platinum album on his belt. Four golds, one platinum album.
Which one went? Thugs R Us?
Thugs R Us went platinum. No. Y'all heard it too?
I just want to remind y'all something. Remember during the pilot episodes, we was ranking on Trick Daddy, and how I say he literally looks dead.
He has lupus, you son of a bitch. I can't find how many fucking records he sold, but I feel like it's a lot. So TGT, random as shit again. Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank. They broke up mainly because Tyrese felt that he deserved most of the money, a bigger cut, and he deserved to be the nigga in the front because he considered himself to be the premier nigga in that group. Based on the same parameters, we're talking record sales, hits, influence. Like, who the fuck do you think is the top dog in TGT?
It's a tough one, but I'm going Genuine.
Ben?
Now, are we keeping it strictly music?
Strictly music. Fuck Transformers.
Okay.
Genuine has two platinum albums.
I gotta give it to Genuine. Brother with the baby hair and
Genuine has two double platinum albums.
Shit.
He has two double platinum albums, a platinum album, and a gold album. And he can dance his ass off. He's done music with Aaliyah, Timbaland. He has children with Soleil.
Oh, that's right.
When I see you with your friend, all I can say, damn.
The music that he put out during that era, man. Genuine. Him and Timbaland, bro.
Timbaland, bro.
I mean, he had a stranglehold back then. And his music is still timeless right now.
No, I'm a sexaholic. Pick a. Where you been? Did you get my message? Yours, my sister's telling me that you are feeling the same thing. You say you're working. What just hit me? Soon as your shift is over. And I'll be away. Like,
all right.
We really feel that.
We're going to go on the night. Man, bro. Genuine is the man. I got to give it to Genuine.
Okay,
dog.
But now we have to also show some respect to Tyrese.
No, Tyrese is that nigga.
Tyrese then again, but see, Tank is the only nigga putting out records right now.
Right now. Like, successful record.
When We Fuck is a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, it is. It is.
Who's the best singer of the three?
Again, I'm going to go Genuine.
I got to go Tank.
I got to go Tank. I'm going Tank.
I'm going Tank. If we talk about range.
I don't know, man. Tyrese, too, dog.
Tyrese can yell. He can yell. He sure can yell.
What more do you want from me?
You got that one in the clip, bitch. I think Tank is the better singer of the three.
Act like that.
Are you good at breaking it up? We just finished making up.
I don't know.
Yeah, he
man.
Did scream a lot.
You know,
he wailed a lot.
That's his shit.
I think
like his shit is screaming, but like Tank's falsetto is not to be fucked with.
Not to be fucked with. Yeah.
Not to be fucked with.
A nigga that with that physique shouldn't sound that beautiful.
I can't make you love me.
You know who was really ugly to me? Jaheim.
Just to you? No, let me tell you
just
something.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight. Let's make sweet love for the last. Just in case. Just in case.
That nigga had like the hood R&B shit on lock for a long time. I bet he's still touring off of the
songs.
What
about that other nigga though? The nigga who was like a jail nigga, but he sang
Life
Jennings.
Yeah. Reality TV.
He's on Love and Hip Hop.
Reality TV guys.
Yeah. Oh shit. He proposed to Carly Rae with a fake diamond ring.
It's just rough. Life, you know.
They're together. That's a
storyline.
Nah.
Okay, so yeah, I think we're gonna have to give it to the most successful is definitely to me Genuine. The best singer would have to go to Tank.
Biggest impact, biggest influence,
Genuine.
Really?
Yeah. Musically?
Where do you see his influence?
Justin Timberlake.
No, that's Mike. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody's Mike, so I mean that's not
Genuine
fair.
Is Mike.
Yeah, so yeah. It's not fair to. None of them really have much of an influence, I would say. I mean, I don't really know. Like, could we say Usher was influenced by Genuine? No, because they're the same time.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, by the same time.
So, Usher just outlasted that nigga. I don't know, man. As far as impact goes, like Tank's not impacting anybody right now because that type of music's not even on right now.
I mean, he's.
Tank is on because he has a loyal fan base that carries him.
But he has, but like he can also make really really good songs.
He makes good records, but that genre of music is not popular to where niggas are like, okay, he influenced me. Niggas weren't influenced by Tyrese. Niggas know Tyrese from Baby Boy and fucking Transformers and Fast and the Furious.
Who has the most hits?
Genuine.
Genuine.
It has to be genuine.
He wins this category.
I don't know if that's true.
No?
More than who?
I want to say
Tyrese.
He might have the least hits of all of them.
No. Genuine? In Those Jeans. We just sang two of them. There was In Those Jeans.
So Anxious.
So Anxious.
Okay. Signs of Love Making. Right?
Okay.
Sweet Lady.
Sweet Lady, yeah.
How you going to act like that?
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
No, what nigga, there's more.
Okay, let's see.
I met a Scorpio.
That was that a hit though?
Not Signs of Love Making. Yeah, it has to be a hit.
No, it was a hit. But I'm saying I'm talking about songs that we're gonna be listing. No, we're talking about songs that were popular amongst us.
So like for example, Genuine definitely has So Anxious. I would even give him What's the Difference.
Would you give him Same OG?
I would give him Same OG.
I love that fucking song, bro.
What about Pony,
yes.
Fuck, okay.
Still being used today.
Genuine.
What about In Those Jeans?
Genuine has it.
Come on, y'all.
Fuck.
That's not fuck.
None of your friends' business.
None of your friends' business. Come on, now.
Who should I help Tyrese?
She's Out of My Life.
Okay. Lately. Have I told you I love you?
Yes, I did.
My favorite song of his.
Shit. Tyrese ain't got nothing else, man.
I'm telling you, he wasn't like a hit maker like that.
That What Do You Like shit with the brat.
What do you like?
Me and he's done.
Yeah,
Yeah, he did a lot of yelling for real. Yeah, we got to give it to Jay.
Now, Tank, maybe I deserve when we, I can't make you love me. Please don't go.
Yeah, that's what you don't go. Don't forget what Jay, going back to Genuine, I'll do anything. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And I was wrong. Please forgive me.
That's video. You remember the video? It's so 90s. This was so 90s, though.
Shit, okay. Genuine has it.
Yeah, man. Genuine
guy. And shout out to Timbaland, man.
Yeah, Timbaland, God, man.
Damn.
That production was fucking
fire, missed. Bro. Fire.
All right, I'm about Benson,
to go listen to some Genuine on the
way. I need you to
home.
Cue up that Ask a Real Nigga music. We have about 5 questions this week.
Let's go.
The ladies are really coming through, giving us some really, really good content.
Next week, can we do Chris Brown versus Usher? Ooh. I think that's a good one, bro. I think that's a good one.
If you want to see Usher lose, sure, we'll do it next week.
Fuck out of here.
We'll do it next week.
That nigga Usher mopped that nigga Chris Brown on that. Baby's like a new flame.
Hey. Hey.
Get on up. Hey. Ask a real nigga.
Ask a real nigga. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy's life. Ride with your boy's life, with your boy's life. Ask a real nigga. You gotta ask. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, bitch. All right. First things first. So the first Ask a Real Nigga question comes from nigga from Twitter, Stale Earnhardt, my real nigga.
My dog.
As a real nigga, money in a relationship, is it together, separate, one account or joint accounts? At what point do niggas do joint accounts? Let's go around the table. Have you ever done joint? Well, Ricky, you're in a relationship right now, nigga. You have a joint account?
Joint savings account, yeah.
And separate checkings?
Yeah. You got our own checking.
Now, that savings y'all got, is this some bullshit y'all really in that saving?
We're in that saving. We got kids, boy. Saving.
At what point would you move all your money together?
When I put a ring on her finger. But she'll still have her own checking. I'll still have my own checking, but yeah, we'll make it happen. But when she's my wife, yeah, we could definitely have joint accounts, pay bills and stuff like that. So I don't see the problem with it.
So then you don't merge money for a relationship? You figure that's something that you should reserve for marriage.
We have a joint savings account. So is that what you mean by merging money?
I mean, well, that's merging your savings, not really merging your finances.
She has her own checking. I have my own checking. So right now it's not actually merged, but we have a joint savings account. I think when you're married, I think it's probably best, depending on the relationship, that you merge your account, so that way you guys pay your bills however you guys decide to pay your bills. I don't see why a girlfriend and boyfriend would do it. I don't know.
Ben, are you merging finances in a relationship?
If it's boyfriend and girlfriend, no. Once you're married, I feel like it's definitely appropriate to merge both finances and maybe accounts. Just to make the effort of, you know, the upkeep of the family and the house, to make it more seamless. But you about to say something?
You know, it's weird to hear fornicators talking about waiting for marriage. It's all, it's just very awkward for me. Because you niggas give your dick freely, but your money, however.
But my money is mine. Because I put in the hours, I put in the 40 hours a week for my money.
Niggas give fiancé to anybody.
It's my
dick
money.
Dick can go, but the money.
It's my money.
It should be separate. There's a ring on your finger.
I'm offering this penis for free for whoever wants it. But my money is mine.
Okay. All right. No.
What about you?
You
can't just ask questions and try to go on to the next topic.
I'm killing you, nigga.
You can't be the mediator. You can't be the person dishing shit out.
In the past, I have shared finances. I've done like 2 relationships where I had one relationship where I let her completely take over my fucking finances. Like, it just, I got the check, it went into account, she paid bills, and I just took whatever the fuck I needed for drugs and gas.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, it fucking worked, because I'm not good with watching where the money goes. I mean, but I wasn't saving it for marriage, like you noble men. However, those were people that I really, really trusted. Now they're times that I get burned. So I would case by case that shit.
Yeah,
but lean on the side of Ben and Ricky. I would say, do not merge those shits. Second Ask a Real Nigga question comes from Lexi Liu, all the way in motherfucking North Carolina, my bad. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
What is the least important in a relationship? Sex, communication, or understanding?
What is the least
important? What is the least important? Sex, communication, or understanding?
Understanding can go.
How the fuck can understanding go?
I don't give a shit about that. Understand whatever the fuck you want, but give me some sex and let's communicate, baby. Fuck understanding.
Okay. So if you're dealing with a woman who doesn't understand you, doesn't understand why you do what you do, doesn't understand your logic, doesn't even speak your motherfucking love language, means nothing to you.
Means nothing. It's not that it means
niggas
nothing.
Talk to me like I'm traumatized and damaged. Listen to this nigga.
No. It's not that it means nothing. If I had to choose, it says choose. Mm-hmm. What's most important to me? Sex is very important to me, and so is communication. Understanding is the least important to me of the three. Sex, we can have sex, absolutely. Communication is very key. I can sacrifice understanding. There's going to be some things about me you don't understand, and there's going to be some things about you that I don't understand. But you will understand this. You are going to give me the pussy.
That's rape. Ben, what's least important in a relationship? Sex, communication, or understanding?
Fuck Harden.
Okay. All right. The least, in my opinion, I guess it would have to be, sex. But,
huh?
It would have to be
Let
sex.
Him
however,
finish.
However,
Let him finish.
However, I'm not gonna be in a relationship that's completely devoid of sex. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay, so you don't want to go without sex. However, of the three.
We can compromise. We can compromise and try to meet each other in the middle somehow. Because I'm not like a sex addict or anything like that. But I'm not going to go without it. I'm sorry. What y'all niggas looking at me like that for?
Because well, nobody here believes.
Nobody here believes.
No one believes what the fuck you're saying.
You don't know my life, okay? You don't know my life.
I know your life, bitch. I've been with you for 10 years. So you're okay with just understanding and communication?
With just understanding?
I don't think I need the communication. I think if you understand me, understand why I do what I do, if you understand how to love me properly, and then you fuck me, speak to me.
Listen.
That's perfect.
If you think a woman is going to deal with your ass without communication,
I know.
You got another thing coming, my
friend. If we're asking about what's the least important,
that's what I'm saying.
No. I think communication would
is the question what's the least important in general,
the
or least important to
of
you?
The three.
To me or in general?
Three. Of the three.
I mean, you can only answer from to you.
But of the three choices given, which is the least important? I think not what you can
I
go
think the
without.
The streets agree with me. The streets don't need communication.
Because when you think about it, if you have the understanding, you don't really have to say nothing.
It's an unspoken bond, babe. You understand that?
Dre just dropped the bomb on us.
Okay. All right.
Young
What's
nigga,
understood doesn't need to be spoken.
Because what the fuck are you talking about if you understand me, babe?
Look at Dre back there.
With the chair.
Trying to shine on us, nigga. Fuck wrong with you,
coming
man.
Here dropping bombs, nigga. Can't come on the pod dropping bombs, nigga.
Okay.
I guess you're right.
Her second question was, are men intimidated by women that are aggressive and straightforward? What are your thoughts on that type of woman?
Straightforward and aggressive?
Oh, and especially when we're talking specifically about like the courting process. Like a woman who comes up to you, lets you know she's interested, lets you know what she wants, who's really straightforward about her intentions.
I like the straightforwardness. I don't know how I'd react to the aggressiveness.
Why
because
not?
At the end of the day, like I kind of like the chase aspect of it. I think if she comes and she does it all, it's like there's no thrill. Like it's kind of like this was a layup. This was a gimme. You know, there was no. I don't know. That's
so,
just me.
So all the pussy you've received, you've hunted.
That's a different question. I'm talking about us. So you're asking me as far as a woman. That
I mean, just separate because. like women, like they're becoming more straightforward now. Like,
which is cool. That's cool.
Like, if they see you and they like you and you ain't noticed them, they're gonna notice you and let you know that, hey, nigga, I noticed you.
But you mentioned courting, so I took it as a woman that I'm gonna be interested in as far as being a girlfriend. So if it's a woman that I want to see a future with,
I see what you mean.
I much rather
pussy's a different conversation. Right.
Yeah. Pussy's a different conversation. Everyone because wants an easy, you know,
a little easy lady. Yeah. Okay, all right. But
I will say, if a woman is like really aggressive with me and she's like trying to give up the draws, that makes me a little paranoid.
You have AIDS? What are you trying to get rid of?
You have AIDS? Like, who sent you, my nigga? Like why are you so antsy right now? Yeah. That should be me.
Yeah.
But,
what the fuck are you trying to get rid of?
In terms of courting, though, if she's really aggressive, I don't know. That's kind of a turnoff, only because, I mean, that kind of takes away from what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Just a little bit. Allow me the opportunity to be a man and actually, you know, show you what I can bring to the table and show you how I court. You don't need to court me. I should be courting you.
Because I think it's kind of true what they say about men. Men love, you know, a challenge. Like, I think if it's just like she bags you, you're kind of like, I really didn't have to work for this, so I don't mind losing it.
Shit. I didn't work for this, so yeah. I don't mind losing it.
I didn't work hard for this at
all.
It's
a sermon.
So. Yeah. Ladies, you're welcome.
Wowzers. Fucking wowzers.
Blew their fucking socks off.
I do like being the aggressor, but however, like, after what I've been through, I do have a strong appreciation for a woman who can just say what the fuck she wants and just say what the fuck she needs. Like, if you come here and you want dick and that's all you need from me and you say that, we have a great time. If you come here and you want a boyfriend, I can send you on your way and then we both have a great time. But, like, I think somebody who's straightforward and what they want, what they need in their communication, even if it comes off as a little aggressive.
I might take heat for this, but I'm going to say it. I find it more often that women are more straightforward than men.
Well, because men today feel like we have to lie.
That's what I'm saying.
We have to.
So I don't think we have that issue. Women tell us what the fuck they want. We just don't do it. Like, even if a girl is considered a hoe, she's going to tell you, I want a boyfriend. You know she's a hoe because aim is smashed.
But she's telling you what she wants.
But she's honest about
her wants.
You don't want what she wants, so you're going to do whatever you have to do to get whatever it is you want.
Okay, let me tell you something. So I used to lie terribly in the quest to acquire pussy. A few years ago, I just decided that was a really problematic approach. Mm-hmm. And I decided that no matter what happens during the courting process, if asked, I'm going to tell the painful truth because I'm far too blitzed to remember the lie later. And it's just, it makes it really easy on me. And it's like, you wouldn't believe the amount of women who just say, I'm going to stop fucking with you because your truths are awful. So it's like, as a man, if you're trying to acquire a large amount of pussy, you feel like you have to lie to get what you want because getting the truth will make them shut down on you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't think women have that same kind of obstacle.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the same kind of, like, they don't have to lie to get dick.
I was talking to Maya about this one day. I said, look, babe, all you got to do is go outside and five niggas going to want to talk to you or want to fuck.
Go take out the trash.
Just go outside.
And tell me what happened when you
look like shit. For a man, you have to do so much work. You know what I'm saying? Like, so much, just to get a woman to kind of look at you.
You know what makes me furious? To see women tweet, I'm horny. Go in your fucking inbox,
idiot,
and bless one of the thirsty men in your inbox. Somebody there is dying for you.
It's crazy. And they curve. It's so funny seeing how much they curve people. Because, you know, I always love seeing the girls that post the niggas they curving on the timeline. Like, they block out the name or whatever.
Bitch.
It's like you. And the guy is sincerely trying to holler at him, like, it sounds good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. They're not even giving the dude the time of day. 2 weeks later, you see him getting played.
It almost seems like they just, you know, some of them do that shit for attention. Because you go in their inbox and there's a cemetery of poor, sick, sap niggas.
Sap niggas. I mean, and do get me wrong, like, there is something to, like, there's something that feels good about being wanted. And there's something that feels good about being able to say no. However, when you tweet that shit and you post that shit and you sacrifice somebody else just to feel good and look good in front of other people, that's kind of shitty. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, because the Washington
and they're predominantly light-skinned women.
Do you know, like, their inboxes literally are stereotypes, like, their memes? It's just a graveyard of fucking blue dots next to their messages, bro. Unopened as fuck. Man. Rick, how many unread messages does Maya have?
How many what?
Unread messages. There's like a number next to her inbox.
Like her, what's her like 56? Inbox is insane.
Does it say 56 next to her unread messages?
It's in the hundreds, actually.
Fuck you.
She has a fan club, bro. Good for her.
To be young and light-skinned, huh? Man, that is it. That is our show, people. Yeah. You see, today we were good. We had like a $130 or some shit.
Yeah.
All this discipline.
We didn't kill him today. We didn't kill him today.
Any final words, gentlemen?
Yeah. Practice safe sex so you don't end up like Flo Rida.
And light-skinned women, stop being terrible people. Okay, give somebody a shot.
And some of you BBWs need to stop eating.
Somebody shoot Khalees because Nas is having a really tough time. You guys have a great day.
Oh yeah, we're gonna leave you guys with some music. So yeah.
This track right here is by Zo Wapo, Vagabond Shit.
My nigga.
Is the song really called Vagabond Shit?
Yeah.
That's lit.
My nigga Sammy, dog. That's Pussy Connoisseur and Jeffrey brother.
Nice, young PC.
Yeah, yeah, he is the pussy connoisseur as well. He lives up to that fucking Pierre nigga. Trying to get big money, match. Big money, earned you a rat to a snitch. Every day I'm switching up the well. Spend a check, I pull me a zip. My young nigga still hit a lick. Trying to forge the autos on the well. Might grab a drum for the stick. Whole lot of vibe on shit. Trying to get paid money, match. Earned you a rat to a snitch. Every day I'm switching up the well. Check, I pulled me a zip. My young nigga still hitting legs. Dressing for Giottos on the well. Might grab a drum for the step. Blowing like a vagabond shit. That nine got me walking with a limp. That gas keep me flowing like a blimp. All these hoes got me feeling like a pimp. He a lit nigga, know he getting scared. Four mixes, niggas feeding for a lit. Hard body, no motherfucking clip. Know we keep a couple glocks and some sticks. Yeah, 40 with a 30 round clip.